Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. 23 after the hour. Thanks very much. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Okay, this segment's going to be, it's just you and me, by the way, again, and I just wanted to take a little bit of time and reflect on some of our Brain Trust members who we've lost, especially some of the ones recently. I just feel like I owe them that. I'd appreciate it if you listen to what I have to say. Some of them you'll remember. Some of them you might not remember, but you may want to go back and reacquaint yourself with them. But we got people like the first one that comes to mind right now is someone I just found out about yesterday, and I'm a little embarrassed that he died in 2016, and I didn't even know about it. I mean, I connect with a lot of our Brain Trust members during the year, and we're in touch with them periodically, every month or two or three or four or whatever, a lot of them. But sometimes we lose contact. They get busy and tell us that they're working on projects, and we leave them alone for a while. Well, Ed Yorton died in 2016, and I didn't know about it. Ed Yorton, folks, was one of my original Brain Trust members. Ed Yorton. Over the years, he has been on my show probably about once a year because he's a really busy guy. This man is a member of the Computer Hall of Fame. Do you have any idea what an elite group that is, the Computer Hall? Bill Gates is a member of the Computer Hall of Fame. I'm sure Steve Jobs is. Well, Ed Yorton is too. That's a small club. Ed Yorton was one of the top coding experts, and I'm not doing justice to his capability, his contribution, but this guy, I promise you there are things that you're benefiting from today as you use technology, as you use the internet, that he contributed to. And he was so versatile in the things that he did. He was scary smart, but you know what, when he was on my show, he didn't try to act like that. He never was pretentious with his smarts. He never acted like a brainiac. He always brought things down to where I could understand it. And I knew if I could understand it, you could understand it. And the first thing that he talked about with us, one of the first ones I remember, one of the first topics was Y2K. Remember Y2K back in the 90s? It was probably his biggest fail of all. I think he would say, if he were here, he'd say, yeah, I missed that one. But he got all worked up about Y2K. He moved to Arizona. He didn't want to be in an elevator during Y2K. Well, you know what? I think the folks who told us about Y2K might get a little bit of a bad rap, because he was telling us about it early on, way early, enough to where people made changes. People made adjustments in the coding from 4-digit to 8-digit date codes. They made the changes. Well, who's to say that all the changes that we all made, small businesses, big business, government, the technology industry, all of us made those changes. Who's to say that those changes didn't prevent some disasters? I think that was an example of where things worked. And if you don't know about Y2K, I'm not going to go over all of it now. Go look it up. It's a pretty fascinating thing that happened, a period of time. But Ed was involved in that. He led the charge in that. But over the years, I've just, whatever Ed had to talk about was something you wanted to listen to. And I have to say, folks, I'm proud to say that, I don't know, there's 30 or 40, I should have counted them, segments where Ed Yorton spent time with me on my show that are still on my website. EdYourdon, Ed Yorton. Go on my website, go into the search engine, and type in his name, and go to Brain Trust, and it'll bring up the suite of all of his contributions with me, and just pick something out. The topics are written there. Go listen to something Ed said, and you'll get smarter. And I just wanted, you know, we also lost Dan Pointer last year, and we've already done a retrospective on Dan. I've already memorialized him. Walt, who am I trying to say? Anyway, one of my other Brain Trust members, and I did that. And so Dan Pointer was the guy who taught us all about becoming self-publishers. The reason why self-publishing has grown so much, one of the main reasons is Dan Pointer. We lost Dan in 2016. And he was a long-time, great member of my Brain Trust, on the show all the time. If you want to learn about self-publishing, go to my website. Type in Dan Pointer, P-O-Y-N-T-E-R. Folks, I'm not doing this to get you to come to my website. I'm doing this so that those guys, the voices of those men, aren't lost. That you know that as long as I draw breath, as long as I keep my website up, I'm going to make their wisdom available to people. I'm going to make it available. And I think the families have enjoyed that, because a lot of these people, as smart as they are, there is no recorded body of work for them to go and listen to. But I have that. I have that on my website, and I'm very proud. One of the things I'm proud of what we've done here is that we've got the record. We've got the audio record of these people and their voices and what they've meant to us. So Ed Yordan, ladies and gentlemen, I encourage you to go check him out. Dan Pointer, especially if you're an author and you're interested in getting published, maybe you ought to follow Dan Pointer's ideas and become self-published. He made a big difference to me, Dan Pointer, Ed Yordan.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.